Welcome to Energy Talks, a regular podcast series with expert discussions on topics related to power system testing, data management, and cybersecurity in the power industry. My name is Scott Williams from the podcast team at Omicron, and I will be your host. Hello, everyone. Over several years, voltage transformers worldwide have been effectively diagnosed using the model-based approach of Omicron's Voltano 100 testing system. Voltano 100 can produce highly accurate measurements without large equipment. However, the capacitance values of capacitive dividers, also known as C dividers, have always been a significant parameter that was not included in the device's automatic measurements. In this episode of Energy Talks, my guests are Omicron voltage transformer testing experts Felix Feustel and Thomas Bischoff. They will introduce a new measurement method they developed using Omicron's Voltano 100 for determining C divider capacitance on capacitor voltage transformers, or CVTs. Felix and Thomas will describe the significance of this new patented measurement and how it enables capacitive values to be reliably and automatically determined using the Voltano 100, regardless of the CVT design. Hello, Felix. Hello, Thomas. Welcome to Energy Talks.
Hi, Scott. It's a pleasure to be here.
Hi, Scott. Thank you for the invitation.
Well, it's great to have you both here to discuss how you are both involved with voltage transformer testing and also to tell us about your new C divider capacitance measurement method. Felix, let's start with you. May I ask you to introduce yourself? What do you do at Omicron and how you are involved with voltage transformer testing?
Yes, Scott. So nowadays I am a product manager at Omicron and I'm product manager for our instrument transformer testing solutions. And actually, for most of the 10 years that I have been working with this company, I have been involved in one way or another with voltage transformer testing. I started working with a development team at first, taking care of the software requirements. And this was in a project for our Voltano test device, where we developed the switchbox solution to have an automated testing of voltage transformer secondary windings. And there's also the test transformer included in that box. This was my very first project at Omicron, actually. And then over the years, I've been involved with different testing solutions for current and voltage transformers until I became product manager for the CPC. And CPC is, of course, a multifunctional test device that you can use in the entire substation to test primary assets. Even there, voltage transformer testing is a possibility. Yes, and then later, I took over our instrument transformer test devices, CT Analyzer and Voltano, and there we do the most sophisticated testing approach, which is model-based testing.
Thomas, what about yourself? Could you tell us about your experience?
Yeah, sure. So I'm an application engineer for primary assets in PCC primary for diagnostic of primary assets. And I have a focus here, especially on instrument transformers. And I now work since 10 years for Omicron, but I started technical support. I support customers worldwide with the products what we have, especially for the diagnosis of the assets. And in the meanwhile, I have changed, as I told you, to application engineer. And here I'm doing analysis of measurements from customers. But as well, I also work in the development projects to support the developers and also do research projects for our assets like instrument transformers to further improve and bring new solutions to the market.
Okay, thank you. Felix and Thomas, what is a capacitor voltage transformer and how does it differ from other instrument transformers and what is the function that it has in a substation?
Yes, let me shortly explain it. So a capacitor voltage transformer is one of the possible designs that we find in high voltage levels for voltage transformers. There's basically two options to design a voltage transformer, either by using a fully inductive design and using more material, or by using a combination of a capacitive divider and a smaller medium voltage inductive transformer. And the second kind of design, this is what we call a capacitor voltage transformer. And like I said, this design principle has the big advantage that it can save material costs. And we have the iron core and the secondary windings, all the copper and so on. All of this can be smaller and does save costs.
Very good. And Thomas, do you have anything to add to this?
Yeah, so the main components of the voltage transformers are the capacitive divider, as Felix mentioned. And there we also have like these medium voltage transformers. Mm-hmm. And due to the fact that the capacitance is introduced a phase shift to the voltage, and this phase shift must be compensated. And this is done with the so-called the compensation coil, which is part of a capacitor voltage transformer. And due to the fact that we have here a combination of a capacitor and inductance, this circuit or this system, it is a resonance system, and therefore the accuracy of a capacitor voltage transformer is exactly tuned to its rated frequency.
So why is it important to monitor the capacitance values of a capacitor to voltage transformer throughout its life cycle?
Well, basically, we know from the many years of operating experience in the field that in particular the capacitive stack is prone to some aging effects. So those are small layers of material where over time there can be moisture ingress, there can be oil leakage and other aging factors. And then over time, the capacitance values can change, which can bring the entire system, the performance and the accuracy can deteriorate, or there can even be more dramatic effects like sudden explosive events. That over time, for instance, a higher measurement error can result in costs that are billed incorrectly. If there's an explosive event, it can cause destruction in the substation, problems for persons.
So how is the Omicron Voltana 100 used for diagnosing the condition of capacitor voltage transformers?
Actually, for Voltana 100, preliminary was designed for determining the accuracy of a capacitor voltage transformers. And now with this new method, or we can also with Voltana 100 measure the single capacitances, so C1 and C2, and as well the total capacitance of a CVT, which can be done independently from the CVT design. And this allows now also to do a condition assessment of the CVT. And if you compare it, for example, to a measurement where you use a high voltage but a capacitance test, then the single capacitance C1 and C2 can only be measured if you have, for example, a potential grounding switch where you can short circuit the intermediate voltage transformers. But with the new method we have developed with Voltana 100, we are independent if there is a switch or not, and we can always determine the single components C1 and C2, which gives us quite a good advantage, especially for the users, to do diagnostics of the CVT.
Okay. So we'll talk about the new measurement method in a short bit now. What I'd like to know is, up until now, what have been the challenges in performing this measurement, and why is it important to accurately determine C divider capacitances in capacitor voltage transformers?
Well, in general, it's like this, that already small defects of the C divider have a very strong effect on the ratio error. And this is why many utilities are performing a measurement method to monitor the capacitance values. And it's a measurement that's done every other year as a maintenance measurement. And it is based on the tangent delta measurement method, which means that it is a high voltage measurement. And there's often in the field certain problems of repeatability and also of measuring individual capacitance values. In fact, so far with that state-of-the-art method, it's only possible if the CVT has a certain design and brings a ground switch in order to isolate the capacitance. And then with our method, this has become much easier, as you will see in a bit.
Okay. So what motivated you to develop a new measurement method for determining C divider capacitances?
Yeah, so for the true-state determination, we use a model in the device, which is a full capacitor voltage transformer. And in that model, so far, we didn't know the individual capacitance values. We only knew the capacitive ratio of the capacitor voltage transformer. And therefore, the motivation was, is there a possibility to determine the single capacitance C1 and C2? And so that we can use this, for example, in future for our CVT model.
So what was your process in developing this motivation into a functional, practical measurement solution?
So it started with some laboratory tests, what we did in Omicron High Voltage Laboratory, because we also have here own CVTs. And we tried to develop a method where we can determine these capacitance values. And first, what we tried, we did algorithms, which was based on Python, where we controlled a measurement device. And from there, we could then achieve from time to time plausible results for the capacitance value, which we have compared to manufacturer reports. And we have seen then that the principle was working. And then later, this method or the algorithm was then included in the measurement device so that the measurement was then automated. But this was then also a high effort to integrate it, because we had to cover several edge cases, which we have encountered during many field tests that we did at customer sites.
Describe how the new measurement method solves previous measurement challenges and the benefits for our users. What are the benefits for the users?
Well, the great thing is that it's very easy to apply. So it's always the same consistent test set up with a signal injection on the secondary side, in the secondary winding. So like this, we have a highly repeatable measurement that's easier to apply than a tangent delta measurement. And then it is done by a test set that can do much more in addition to that at the same time. So while you are now on site measuring the capacitance values, at the same time, you can also perform a highly accurate ratio measurement of the voltage transformer. And you can get an assessment for all the relevant operating points. And like this, you have a measurement solution that gives you so much more insight into the performance. So it's really a great tool and it's easy to use.
So how does the new measurement method perform with Voltano 100?
Yeah, so the measurement is based on two different short circuit impedance measurements, which are measured as a function of the frequency. What we are doing is on the secondary side of the CVT, we connect AC current source with a variable frequency. And we have basically two setups. The first setup, only the NHF is grounded. That means we have the inductances is in parallel with the capacitor C2. And with that, we get the first short circuit impedance as a function of the frequency. Then we have a second setup, but we connect the high voltage potential to ground. That means that the inductance and the capacitance C1 parallel to C2 is connected in the resonance circuit. Mm-hmm. And then we get, again, short circuit impedance as a function of the frequency. And from both measurements, we can determine the resonance frequencies. And out of that, we can do some calculations. And then at the end, we can determine or derive the capacitance value of the signal of C1 and C2.
Do you have any tips for our listeners about performing this new measurement? For example, how often should it be performed, and how can users use the collected data to assess CVT condition?
Yes. So firstly, we suggest to have a maintenance routine for the CVT in the first place. This is not the case in all utilities, but if there is, it is something like a 5 or 6 year cycle. And then it's very valuable to perform a measurement of the capacitance values, because the capacitor stack is known to be the most problematic element of the CVT. And then at the same time, if you use a model-based test set, you can also perform a measurement of many more parameters of the CVT. like this, you will be able to monitor changes in the capacitance values, mm-hmm. but also in additional parameters. You have good insights into what is changing and how to interpret any suspicious results. And a few years back, my colleagues have published a paper where they studied the effect of changes in the main components of the CVT. That's the top and bottom capacitance of the stack. That's also the compensation reactor. That's changes in the medium voltage transformer. And they studied how changes in all of those components will show up in measurement results of a model-based test. So if you perform all of this together, then you can always keep track of what is changing and where the problematic elements are.
Now, this measurement, is it unique to the Voltana 100? Is the measurement patented?
Yes, actually, this is a unique measurement method, what we are using here. It's only available with Voltana 100 right mm-hmm. now. And yes, we also have a patent on that new method, which was also published last year.
How long did the whole process take in developing and realizing this new measurement method?
So from the idea to the market, it was about 3 years.
But you had to do a lot of research and a lot of checking and verifying with various customers in the field whether this measurement worked. How would you say this relates to one of the core values of Omicron? I mean, we always strive to help customers, and we also learn from customers. How would you say that this process relates to that?
Oh, well, I think this method actually developed a bit the other way around, and that's uncommon. So most of the time, our solutions, they are somehow triggered by interactions with customers. On this in particular, exceptionally, it was a little bit the other way around, because here we have a team that's so deep in modeling the voltage transformers, and that's very sophisticated methods that are being applied there. And out of this, working on refining parts of the CVT model, there came up the idea of this additional measurement method, where we then saw, okay, there's potentially a big need in the market because this problem exists in the CVT. So mm-hmm. a bit unusually, this came out, of internal research, actually.
Okay, so where can our listeners get more information about the Omicron Voltana 100, and in particular about this new measurement method?
As mentioned before, so we have published this last year in 2023 at the conference. So it was published at the IEEE conference in Istanbul. And the paper about this method and also comparison measurements, the factor acceptance test, are available at the IEEE Explorer library.
Okay, very good. And of course, you can get information about Voltana 100 on our website under products. Does our Omicron Academy offer any courses about CVT measurements?
Oh, yes. We have a big course on time-optimized voltage transformer testing. And since this method to measure the capacitances is available, it has also been integrated there.
Very good. Well, thank you both for joining me for this Energy Talks episode about your new measurement method for determining C divider capacitances in capacitor voltage transformers.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, Scott. Thanks for the invitation.
Well, it was great having you. Thank you very much.
And a big thank you to our audience for listening to this episode of Energy Talks. We always welcome your questions and feedback. Simply send us an email to podcast@omicronenergy.com. Omicron has several years of experience in power system testing, data management, and cybersecurity in the power industry, and offers you the matching solution for your application. For more information, be sure to visit our website at omicronenergy.com. Please join us to listen to the next episode of Energy Talks. Goodbye for now, everyone.